welcome to the Debbie Big Board, part of the Rookie Big Board Network. I am your host, Skip Newton, and I am playing the role of Han Solo tonight. Unfortunately, my guest had to back out, but that's all right. I'm still here to bring you all the Debbie information that you could possibly want. Tonight, I'm going to get into running backs. We're going to go through the top three tiers of my Debbie rankings, my Debbie running backs. I'm not going to include any of the incoming freshmen. So that would be part of the 2026 eligible class, because that is the topic of next week's podcast, in which I will have a guest so we can get deep into those incoming freshman running backs. But first, I do need to talk about the ridiculous value of being a rookie big board patron. Now is the time to look ahead to your 2023 rookie drafts with us. You can become a yearly patron for 15% now. That is just $30 per year. You get the Discord channel, Dynasty and Debbie rankings, and of course, all the rookie content that you could possibly imagine. If you want to win a fantasy football championship next season, you need the valuable resources offered by the Rookie Big Board team at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. All right, in the news section, there's really nothing significant this week. We're past the declaration for the 2023 draft. As we mentioned, I think before, no surprises at running back as far as people staying back, other than maybe Blake Corum at Michigan. He's really the only name of significance that did not make himself eligible. So you'll notice that the running back depth in college on the Debbie list is significantly impacted by all of these guys going pro. It is a deep and talented rookie class here in 2023. So it's something that we should all be spending a lot of time, because I think there's going to be a lot of opportunity for these rookies in the NFL next season. I am going to compare my list to Matt Hicks. I like his list. It's fun to do a comp. We've got some significant differences. So wanted to make sure that I brought that to everyone's attention as well. Getting into it first, though, I'm going to go with my tier one, and probably not a huge surprise. You've got Travion Henderson from Ohio State. He burst onto the scene his freshman season, was just absolutely dynamite, and I think we were all quick to put him up there at the top of the list. Came back to earth this year mostly because of injury, and I don't think that should really impact our analysis on Travion Henderson. He's going to be the RB1 in the 2024 class, or RB2 maybe. You know, he's tier one for sure next year. So you got to keep him up there. He's definitely a guy you want on your list. Another one is Nicholas Singleton. Singleton from Penn State, 2025 eligible. Just a really good explosive freshman season. And he was sharing the load with another freshman, Catron Allen, that we'll talk about later. But Nick Singleton is in my opinion, the number 1A in this class as far as running backs is concerned. He was the highest rated running back coming in, and he showed many explosive plays. So you got to love Nick Singleton. I've got him in tier one. Quinshon Judkins is my other tier one running back at Ole Miss. He came out kind of as a surprise, really. You know, only a three-star prospect, but talk about a fantastic freshman season. I mean, he was maybe the one of the biggest surprises of the year. I mean, just absolutely went ham. 1,567 yards, averaging almost 6 yards a carry, 16 touchdowns, added in another 15 catches for 132 yards and a score. And that's, you know, sharing some time with Zach Evans, who's going pro. So that just tells you how much he earned all that playing time and all those touches. And man, what a monster. So he's got to be in the top tier of Debbie rankings. Tier two for me is a little bit smaller, because this is where I think you get into the lack of depth at running back right now. And that doesn't mean it's not going to grow. I think it absolutely will grow this next college season coming up in the fall. But right now, I've only got two names in there. And one of them is Raheem Sanders, the Rocket. He's from Arkansas. Big kid, you know, four-star, 6'2", 225, just an all-around athlete. He converted from wide receiver, so imagine that beast running around at wide receiver, but really had a nice second season. He's eligible in 2024. I think he's one of those guys that will definitely come out early. I think he's already shown enough to get people excited about his traits and what he can do at the NFL level. This season, 1,443 yards, 6.5 yards per carry, 10 touchdowns, 28 catches. So there's that pass receiving that we talked about. You know, I mentioned as a wide receiver, 271 yards and two more scores. So really just doing everything you want as a running back. I think, to be honest, you know, by this fall, if not sooner, I'm probably going to put him up in tier one. I think he is that good. I think when you're talking about potential guys to be ranked ahead of Travion Henderson as the RB1 in 2024, Raheem Sanders is on that short list. The next guy I have, also a 2024 prospect, and didn't seem to have as much of a season that was worth discussing this year as he did his freshman campaign. That's Braylon Allen from Wisconsin. He wowed everyone his freshman year, 1,268 yards, 6.8 yards per carry, 12 touchdowns, only 8 catches, but that could definitely be a product of the offense there at Wisconsin. They're not known to throw the ball to their running back, so I wouldn't knock him for that. This year, funny, he had almost the identical amount of yards and touchdowns in a few more carries, so yards per attempt went down 5.4. Maybe that's why people weren't quite as excited about Braylon Allen. Maybe it's just a little bit of fatigue on the prospect, because it's like, okay, he's doing everything he did as a freshman, so nothing to talk about here, but you got to love the consistency. I mean, 23 rushing touchdowns in two seasons. He did catch a few more passes, 13 for 104 yards, so upped his average there as well. But, you know, Braylon Allen definitely belongs in tier two. I mean, he's 6'2", 238, and he's a hardworking kid. So you got to respect that, which is why I have him there. Might be able to sneak into tier one. We'll see. We'll see how that offense looks at Wisconsin with the new coaching staff. You know, might be a little bit different than what we've expected, but something to keep an eye on as we get into the fall. Of course, we're quite a ways away from that. Now we get into tier three. Quite a few more question marks on my tier three as far as this list of prospects. And I think it's a growing tier because, you know, a lot of movement is going to happen between now and August and September, especially when these guys start playing. I think that's when we'll really start to figure out where they belong. But a couple of guys I want to bring up. Jadon Blue from Texas did not play a whole lot this season, of course, sitting behind Bijan Robinson. Highly recruited as a incoming freshman last season. He's eligible in 2025. Sitting there about 5'11 and a half, 205. And I think if he gets his opportunity, he's going to be fantastic. He's going to be, you know, working on touches as far as competition with an incoming freshman, Cedric Baxter Jr. So that's a name we'll talk about in more detail next week. But Jadon Blue is maybe the early favorite to be the guy, at least at the start, him and Baxter there at Texas. So I like him here in tier three. Then the next guy I've got on the list, the aforementioned Blake Corum, coming back to Michigan, of course, scored a ridiculous amount of touchdowns and was part of that two-headed attack at Michigan. He got hurt near the end of the season. Maybe that's why he decided not to go pro. Maybe he wants to get his degree. Maybe he wants to come back and see if he can win a national title. You know, who knows? Lots of reasons why a kid can stay in school for senior year. But boy, is he really just, you know, exploded every season improving. I mean, went from 74 yards his freshman year, 952 in his sophomore campaign, and 1,463 as a junior, increasing his touchdowns 2 to 11 to 18 this last season. His receptions did go down from 24 to 11, but that could be because of teammate Donovan Edwards, and he's the next guy that I want to talk about. I'm a big Donovan Edwards guy. I think if this guy became the man, we would be thinking a lot more highly of him, but because he's sharing with Corum, you know, he just doesn't quite get the excitement level. But he has shown a lot of explosiveness in the limited chances that he's had. 140 attempts this year, which isn't bad as kind of the second guy or the 1B to Corum. Almost 1,000 yards, just a shade under, 991. So 7.1 yards per attempt, 7 touchdowns. He caught 20 passes as a freshman, 18 this past season as a sophomore, and he 3 touchdowns combined in his 2 seasons receiving. He is a receiving guy. He's good out of the backfield. He had quite a few explosive plays near the end of the season. Really like Donovan Edwards. Honestly, if I'm comparing these two as a Devy prospect, you know, as far as NFL goes, I'm probably going to pick Donovan Edwards over Blake Corum. He's got a little bit more size, and I like that. I prefer that in my NFL running backs. You know, he's just a shade over 200 pounds. Blake Corum's a little bit under 200. I'm gonna take Edwards there if I'm picking between the two. Another guy that's kind of in that same shape and size is Clemson's Will Shipley. He's a 2024 eligible running back. Another guy who, you know, not a lot of people are talking about, and we've talked about him on previous episodes, but Will Shipley is a really good running back. He's hurt by Clemson's just anemic offense, and it's hard to stand out when you're playing on a bad offense. Had 149 carries as a freshman. This past season, 210, went from 739 to 1182, so increased his yards per carry up to 5.6. 11 touchdowns as a freshman, 15 as a second-year sophomore. 16 receptions as a freshman, which is a good number. 38 this past season. Now, he only averaged about 6.4 yards per reception. I don't think that speaks as negatively about Will Shipley as it does just about the Clemson offense, but this guy, you know, has the makings to be a PPR machine. And of course, when you're doing dynasty and you're doing stats, if you're in a PPR league, that means more than a carry for sure. So you really got to keep, you know, Will Shipley higher on your list. I think when I'm talking about that tier two, you know, of Sanders and Allen, Will Shipley is a guy that could easily sneak into tier two, you know, before next season comes around. So really do like Will Shipley, and I think he's a good candidate to move up. The next guy I got on the list, back to the 2025 class, going to Georgia, the two-time defending national champ, and this is Branson Robinson. This kid is a truck. 5'10", 220 pounds. And when you see him, you see it right away. I mean, there's no hiding it. This guy is just thick. He looks strong. His legs are tree trunks. Didn't get much time at all this season. Of course, Georgia is deep. They're talented. So that is nothing to worry about. He will get his chance. Georgia is just one of those schools where running backs don't get a lot of time as true freshmen, kind of like Alabama, right? They're so deep and they get so many 4- and 5-star prospects that you really got to just be patient when you take, you know, running backs and wide receivers from these schools, even quarterbacks, you know, to some degree. So Branson Robinson is a guy that I still have in tier three. I think he's going to move up once he gets the opportunity. The final guy I want to talk about, as far as, you know, locked into tier three, is, you know, someone I hinted at before, and that's Penn State's Catron Allen. Catron Allen was another incoming freshman this season. So he came in with Nick Singleton. Of course, everyone's excited about Nick Singleton coming in, but you can't ignore Catron Allen, 5'11", 220. So he's got the size as well. And when you watch film of him, you see that he uses that size well. But he does have the ability to make a quick little cut to one side to change direction, and then he's got a pretty nice explosion, pretty nice burst. And so Catron Allen is a name that we definitely have to keep on our radar. You know, Devy players should not shy away from running backs that are sharing a backfield. It doesn't mean that they're not capable of being the guy. That's just the way some of these colleges like to use their backs. They have two players that are both worthy, and they can both make it into the NFL. So I think, you know, don't don't ignore Catron Allen when you're doing your analysis. And like I said, I've got him right here in tier three, and he's eligible in 2025. So he should get plenty of opportunity in that 1-2 punch with Singleton. Couple of guys I also wanted to mention because they didn't play at all because of injuries this past season, but they were incoming freshmen, both of them. Trevante Citizen at Miami is a guy that I really liked. He's got all the opportunity to be a feature back. Sitting there at 6 feet 217, I think he's one that you need to, you know, maybe go out and see if someone already has him, if they're willing to trade him, you know, out of sight, out of mind type thing. But he's got good explosiveness and speed. He's going to make a quick cut and go. And I really like his vision, runs through arm tackles, good contact balance. So Trevante Citizen is a guy that I'm expecting to easily move into tier three once he gets back on the field and fully recovers from that injury. The next one is, again, incoming freshman, so 2025 eligible, and that's Andrew Paul, also at Georgia. So this is someone that could get an opportunity to run with the aforementioned Branson Robinson. Really like the film on Paul. I mean, he's got speed, he's got size. He was getting some really good discussion in, you know, early part of camp, and then had the unfortunate injury early, so missed the whole season. But another guy, you know, where he's out of sight, out of mind, and you might be able to get him on the cheap. So go ahead and, you know, put out some feelers if he's already on a roster. If he's not, definitely keep him in mind for your upcoming Devy draft, because I think you can probably get him later than a lot of people would take him. So he could be a later round steal. All right, as promised, I want to kind of do a comparison to Matt Hicks's rankings on the Devy Big Board, just to show you where the differences are. He also has Travion Henderson at the top, and he's got him pretty much on a tier by himself. He does a fantasy football projection listing on every single prospect, and really like that because it kind of gives you an idea of where he ranks him. He's got him as a league winner, so Matt is very high on Travion Henderson. One of the differences that I noticed here looking at, he's got Will Shipley as his second running back rank. So I've got Will Shipley as a guy in my tier three that I'm willing to move up to tier two, I think, this year. He's got him, you know, way up at the top of his tier two, and it's a big tier two. Other guys on this list that we've mentioned that are pretty similar, so won't go into a lot of detail: Braylon Allen, Singleton, Edwards, Raheem Sanders, Branson Robinson, Quinshon Judkins. But a name I did not bring up is Relique Brown. So he was a freshman this past season at USC. He's a smaller guy, but he is dynamic, 5'8", 185. So Relique Brown is a name that could move up rankings. I'm a little weary of the size. 5'8", 185 is a pretty small running back. You don't see a lot of, you know, great fantasy production in the NFL from running backs that are under 200 pounds. So that has me concerned, and that's why I rank him lower. But Relique Brown is definitely a dynamic player that we should keep our eyes on. One name he's got higher, and it's a name that I could see myself also moving up the list, is a freshman from Florida this past season, Trevor Etienne. So younger brother to Etienne at Jacksonville. 5'9", but 218. So he's a load. He has the requisite size that we like in our dynasty running backs. This kid has the ability to make quick cuts and get to space. He's got a nice burst. He lowers his body really well at the point of contact so he can break tackles. Really am a fan of Trevor Etienne, and he's moving up a lot of people's rankings. All right, and a couple other names to mention that aren't 2026 eligible, and the last one is Devin Neal from Kansas. He's eligible in 24. He's 5'11", 208. I like Devin Neal. I don't have him that high on my list, but he's probably a tier 4 to 5 for me. But he's got him higher. He's a good player. He's had a couple of really explosive games this past season. You know, 180 carries, almost 1,100 yards, over 6 yards per carry, 9 touchdowns, 21 receptions for 183 yards and another score. So a really good season for Devin Neal at Kansas. Some guys that Matt has lower, Blake Corum, definitely lower. Catron Allen, lower. I mentioned Jadon Blue as well. He's got him down in that lower tier. And then Andrew Paul, I did mention with Trevante Citizen. So a couple of guys he's got lower there. So that is the tiers of running backs. And again, we're just kind of going over the 2024 and 2025 guys here. There will be some 2026 guys that I think you can lump into tier three right away. But we will get to that next week as part of our series on both the tier rankings of each position and then following that up with the incoming freshmen. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the Devy Big Board, part of the Rookie Big Board Network. We'll be back with more Devy Big Board next week, but be sure to check out all of our shows next week, kicking it off, I'm sure, with Matt and John. They just finished their Senior Bowl series, but you and I all know that more draft content is definitely on the way. Everyone have a fantastic weekend. Thank you so much for listening, and take care, everyone.